Yeah, but I wouldn't get an inferior product like that, so.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We got Eric, we got Josh, we got Eric all tummy's all rumbly because he had a little too much turkey, and he's got a kitty cat that just says, you know what, we hit the record button, I'm going to start making some noise, boys. Woo! Josh's eyeball is almost about 67%, so he's flying high.
Good enough to drive, that's what I said.
Well, I mean, it has been really overcast and rainy, which probably helped out a lot.
Yeah, my wife disagrees, but I got to give it the old college try tomorrow. I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah. Take it. You should drive straight into the sun, too.
I probably won't be doing that. Just going to drive from one part of this area to the other, over there to the RV park. That'll be about it.
And then Eric's Cowboys really letting him down on Thanksgiving. Coming through in the clutch, boys.
They're the worst.
Hey, Jay Witt came through for me, so that was nice.
So I saw a funny meme. It said, Cowboys fans, Patriots only good because they play a crappy division. And then it says, Cowboys lose to the Patriots, the Jets, and the Bills.
Yep. They'll probably lose to Miami, too.
No, they beat Miami, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. That's right. That was in that for their hot 3-0 start. Everybody's like.
Yeah, they beat Miami. That was everyone. They got it. But we'll get into Thursday games on our recap show Sunday-ish night. But we got 12 games to cover. Every team's playing. We got news. We already got players being officially ruled out. We got people re-aggravating injuries. So let's just roll into it. Let's start with a little barn burner, little AFC North showdown. The Browns, the Steelers. This game last year is when they cut ties with their coach. Hugh Jackson's got the axe. After the Steelers game, I don't see Freddie Kitchen getting the axe in this game, but.
Are we sure?
There's some guys we like here. Now, both these defenses are. The Steelers are great. The Browns are okay. Myles Garrett being gone, not gonna help. But you still starting Odell.
Yeah.
Right? We're still starting Nick Chubb. In PPR, are you starting Kareem Hunt, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. RB2 flexes?
Yeah, he's a high-end flex this week.
And then Josh, James Conner, he going to play?
James Conner and Juju Smith will not be playing this week.
Ooh. So do we like Benny Snell or Jalen Samuels more, Joshua?
Standard. I like Benny Snell. PPR, I like Jalen Samuels. Well, right now, James Conner is doubtful, but he's not going to play. He's weak sauce. So,
all right. Eric, over to you. Mm. Now, Jarvis Landry is a must start, right, on the Cleveland side of the ball?
Absolutely. He's been getting the most targets and the most work out of either of them. So, yeah.
And that was an easy little one to get you started here.
Sure.
But here comes a little bit harder. Let's go over to the Steelers side of the ball. No Juju. Are you starting any Steelers wide receivers?
No.
Devlin Hodges is your quarterback.
No.
The duck.
No, I'm not starting any of them. And I like Benny Snell better in both formats.
Okay. And then I don't think David Njoku plays. And if he does play this week, you're not starting him this week. You can't start David Njoku.
Well, that and...
Am I right,
Eric? Baker probably get him murdered again, so... No, I wouldn't
start. Hey-oh. Hey, Josh, you remember that game where you need David Njoku to catch one catch and he got killed?
He got destroyed. Oh, that poor man.
I do. That's when my redraft team still had hope. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's been dead for a while.
I literally just thought about that right now.
So many things went awry for my redraft team that I can't even...
Remind me.
And that was probably peak right there. The David Njoku thing was probably peak when things went awry.
All right, so I know we don't want to start Baker Mayfield in a normal 12-team league, but if we're talking 2QB or super flex, is Baker Mayfield worth a dart throw? Eric?
Against this defense, I don't love it. I would rather
play. I agree.
There's no bye weeks anymore. I wouldn't want to play him, no, even in 2QB.
Josh, do you concur?
I concur.
Oh, he concurs.
I should have concurred.
Speaking of quarterbacks, would you rather start this next guy we're going to talk about? Would you rather start in the Green Bay New England game? Or not New England. Oh, Giants game. Man, that's my phone going off. Don't worry about that.
Wow. Super unprofessional.
Oh, my God. I'm drunk today, boys. Sad thing is, I'm not even drunk. No, it wasn't. It was little NFL highlights popping up there. Daniel Jones. We starting Daniel Jones in a 2QB league against the Packers defense? Josh?
Well, I mean, if David Blau can go out there and have a good game against the Bears, why not?
God, he made us look all dumb, didn't he? He made everybody look dumb.
If you had to pick out of the six quarterbacks that started yesterday, the one with the lowest score, would any of you pick Drew Brees? Anyone?
No, probably
no.
Not. No, there's no way.
Dak tried to. Dak was trying to for a while there.
Yeah, he did. I can't believe he still finished with around 20-ish points, depending on your scoring.
He brought a whole sheet of Arby's turnovers to Thanksgiving, so it's good.
He's the worst.
Ayo!
He is the worst.
All right, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, let's get back into this game. We got Green Bay. We got the Giants. Aaron Rodgers, we're still starting him, right? Giants defense is doo-doo.
You have to with that matchup, yeah.
And then Davante Adams. Sorry, Josh. Just say what you want to say, but also add Davante Adams on there.
Oh, yeah, Davante Adams is a total start. I think we got to remember that this is a lot of people's do-or-die weeks, so we have to really pay attention as to whether or not we should be starting guys like Daniel Jones. The Packers' defense has been what's carried them this week. And honestly, Aaron Rodgers hasn't looked great, but – the New York Football Giants defense has been atrocious. I think he's a safe play, but I don't know if he has the upside that he's had before. So if you're looking for a guy with a decent floor, Aaron Rodgers is going to be okay.
Okay. Speaking of guys that need to win really bad, in that redraft team, Josh, you talked about that you have no chance now. Eric needs the two bottom teams to win against teams that are possibly on the playoff, that are fighting for their playoff life as well, for him to have a shot at the playoffs, and he has to win as well. But
I'm looking pretty good right now. But yeah, I really screwed the pooch last week. So,
I'll do what I can.
Brad took the time to beautiful mind it out for me, and it's basically so you know how the Chargers are always like in the hunt at the end of the season, but everything has to like there's like 18 different things that have to go right. That's my current scenario to get in the playoffs in our redraft league.
Perfect. I love it.
It ain't good. But Aaron Jones is a start. Jamal Williams, though. Do we want to start Jamal Williams? Giants defense, not good.
I like some in PPR. Josh?
He's an RB3 for me, man. I don't.
Do you like him better than Jalen Samuels and Benny Snell, though? These are stuff people are going to have to pick from, man. There's a lot of guys that went down. People probably had carry on for a while, so they've been scrambling to get their RB2 situation figured out.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that was a shot at you. It's me in the league, too. All right. Saquon Barkley's a dud. No question to start. Rank my Giants receivers, Eric.
Well, Golden Tate's got a concussion and Evan Ingram's out. Yep. So that leaves you with Sterling Shepard. I like Slayton better than Shepard. He's got the boom. I mean, he could bust, but he's got the boom potential at least. Sterling Shepard hasn't done anything all year. So I like Darius Slayton. Or is it Darius? Darius Slayton?
Yep.
Yeah. I like Darius Slayton number one and then Shepard two. And I don't even know who their backup tight end is. So.
And Green Bay defense. We like the Green Bay defense this week because Daniel Jones is good for at least one turnover, right?
He's always good for a turnover. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If you need a streaming option and you didn't get Philly or who's playing Washington this week? Carolina. If you didn't get Philly or Carolina, yeah, stream them.
Okay. Anything else from this game I missed? I don't think any of us really like the other pass catchers for the Green Bay, including Jimmy Graham is a high upside guy if you really want to go for the shot at it. But, again, it's a Hail Mary play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the one good thing that Aaron Rodgers is good at, Hail Mary, so.
Ayo.
Not wrong.
All right. Another game is Philadelphia at Miami. So, I don't even know where to start with this game. Are we starting any running backs in this game at all? Josh, are we starting any running backs?
I do not feel comfortable starting any running backs in this game. Jordan Howard's questionable. I guess, really, if you wanted to go Miles Sanders in PPR, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I agree with Josh on that.
Miles Sanders, Jalen Samuels in PPR.
Against Miami there. Sanders.
Yeah, I kind of like Miles Sanders better, yeah.
Jordan Howard's probably not going to play, and they don't have anybody after Sanders, so.
All right, is there anybody from Miami at all we want to play? Do we want to play Devontae Parker because Philly's pass defense has been somewhat suspect? Eric, go ahead and take your drink. Josh, answer that question.
Oh, man. to get into the playoffs, you do not want to play Devontae Parker.
Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs?
I can't advise that. If you want to flex Miles Sanders, go for it. But you cannot put Devontae Parker in there.
I got to agree with Josh on that, for sure.
All right. So the Eagles should have two of their wide receiver weapons back. Nelson Aguilar and Alshon Jeffrey are not on the injury report.
That is correct. They are not.
So are we starting Alshon Jeffrey? Nelson Aguilar, we're not starting at all. But Alshon Jeffrey, we starting him?
Oh, yeah. We're
starting him over Steelers receivers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're starting him over Giants receivers? Darius Slayton?
I like Slayton better than... Slayton and Jones seem to have a little... They have a little...
Same going on?
A little something going, so... I don't like... And I haven't liked him all season. I didn't like him before the season. Alshon Jeffrey, so... I mean, yeah, he could have a huge day, or he could get hurt again on the third play. You never know.
What's important to know, though, is that Zach Ertz might not play. He's listed as questionable right now. Now, I think he'll suit up, but if you're paying attention to this and you're on the edge and you're like, I don't know if I should play Alshon or not. If he doesn't play, if Zach Ertz sits this game, you have to start Alshon Jeffrey. I understand Dallas Goedert will get a lot more attention there, but Alshon Jeffrey will play a role in that offense, especially because you can't even name another wide receiver outside of Aguilar and Alshon Jeffrey. Go for it.
Yeah, Jordan Matthews got cut.
Yeah,
so after he led the team in targets last week.
Yeah, go for it. He led the team in targets led the team in targets on Sunday, cut on Tuesday. Good job.
Thanks.
All right, if you are a Zach Ertz owner, are you going and picking up Dallas Goedert to plug him into play? Is he a go ahead and start tight end if Zach Ertz misses? Eric.
Yeah. He's got touchdowns in his last two out of three, I think, something like that.
We like him better than all the other tight ends we've talked about so far, right?
Oh yeah, I like him better.
Like Vance McDonald, Jimmy Graham. Okay.
You're talking about Zach Ertz, who leads the NFL in targets for tight ends. So yeah, I want his replacement. And especially because his replacement is very good.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, here's the biggest question of this game. Does Carson Wentz score enough before the Eagles blow out the Dolphins, or does Fitzpatrick outscore him in garbage time? Which quarterback has the better fantasy day?
Fitzmagic, baby. Fitzmagic. Go ahead.
I agree with it. Yeah, they're probably gonna be down quick. So they'll be running the ball with Sanders and whoever else they have in that stable there. So Wentz won't score very much.
What can you point to that Wentz has done that would even make me pick him for anything? I mean,
that's a good
point. He's going to be the winning quarterback on the team, and if you get points for wins, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Well, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, so.
Are there leagues that do points for wins?
I don't know, man. There's weird leagues out here that do a lot of stuff.
There are.
I've heard of leagues where they're negative. Like, the more points or more yards they score, the less points they get. And they throw interceptions and fumbles, they actually get more points, and touchdowns are less points.
Well, I mean, think about those teams that do the team QBs. Like, if you would have had Taysom Hill and Drew Brees, if you had the Saints QBs yesterday, oh, that was pretty nice.
Hey, yeah, as a Michael Thomas owner, Taysom Hill is what's wrong with fantasy football. I've said it before on the show, and I'll keep saying it again. Because ain't nobody starting Taysom Hill. Nobody, yeah, anywhere.
No, he hurt Alvin Kamara, too.
And all he does is take away from plays. Because usually they're stupid run plays, so usually Drew Brees doesn't even get the points for it because he's over there standing at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one of those should have been Jared Cook's.
If you are a corner in the NFL and Drew Brees is lined up on the other side of you, do you just walk off the field? Because you know the ball ain't coming his way. You don't stand in front of him, do you? You go to the box.
Yeah, you ain't going to cover Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you just want to, like, just slam him to the ground.
He ain't a weapon.
I mean, yeah, you could bust him up with some press coverage, but, again, what's the point?
If you're the corner of the press, it's Drew Brees, you might get suspended.
You might?
That's a good point. For sure. 5 games. Easy.
Hey, he's out there. He's not between the tackles anymore.
All right, let's get away from this doo-doo game, and let's go to another game of the I don't know how to explain this, but we got Leonard Fournette against one of the best run defenses in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Fournette's still a start, right? Just because of sheer usage. I got Eric nodding my head yes, and that's all I want to say to that. Now, the biggest question mark here is I still like DJ Chark a lot. Mm. I think last week was a fluke game. Now, Nick Foles. Are we starting Nick Foles this week? Tampa Bay just, all they do is give up air yards.
Oh, yeah, dude, throw Nicky in there. Get you a playoff spot. Go for it.
You like him over the last two guys, right? You like him over Carson Wentz. You like him over Fitzpatrick.
Dude, I think Nick Foles QB won this week.
Other than Rodgers, yeah. I like him better than pretty much everybody we've talked about so far.
Now, the Jaguars just got demolished last week by the Titans on the ground. So, Ronald Jones?
Question mark.
What about him?
Eric?
Never
Eric, matter. We starting Ronald Jones?
Oh, if you don't have a better option, if he's
Is Miles Sanders a better option than Ronald Jones?
Actually, yes, I think so. Because stupid Doug Peterson, even if he doesn't, he could have warm bodies off the street. Like, he could go grab dudes off of Broad Street in Philly before the game, be like, hey, you're going to suit up at running back, and we're going to give you 5 carries apiece. So, yes, Rojo will probably get more work than Miles Sanders. So, yeah, I like him better than that. I'm better than Sanders.
Josh?
I disagree. I like Miles Sanders' upside way more than Rojo's.
Okay, but do you like Ronald Jones better than Benny Snell and Jalen Samuels?
Yeah, fine.
I'm just saying, man, these are games. Like, people's lives are on the line here.
No one's live.
If you play in a league where your life is on
you
the
don't
line,
know, you don't know what. Maybe it's a league. Saul like scenario. Maybe somebody got picked up by Jake Saul.
Ooh.
If you're fantasy.
And they have to set fantasy lineups.
You die.
Yeah. And they're listening to our podcast to make this decision. Oh.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. That could be part of his thing. Like, I will let you listen to a podcast, but I choose the podcast.
Yeah, you
like, what's the latest one I can find?
Their lives have clearly gone astray if this is the scenario they're in. I will pray for
you. All right, Josh. I know we're starting both of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Who has the better game, though?
I'm going to go Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin. Okay. He's going to be that X factor. A.J. Bouye should stick with Mike Evans for the most part. And A.J. Bouye is actually still a very good corner. I know Jalen Ramsey got all the hype there, but Bouye is still a very, very solid corner. So
Chris Godwin, only thing he can't do is tackle Derrick Henry. Because anytime he tries it, the poor dude gets stiff armed to the.
Would you want to tackle Derrick Henry? Because I wouldn't. He's a big man.
No, but if I got paid millions of dollars, I would at least like dive at his feet and not let his hand punch me in the face.
No, I'd let him throw me to the ground. That's way better than getting run over.
Okay. Now, I know we're probably sorry. O.J. Howard, no?
No.
Right?
Please no.
Okay, cool. Jameis Winston, though. low-end QB1.
He's good for 20 to 25 points a game, even though he's going to throw probably two picks at some point, or picking a fumble, whichever. He's probably still going to get two or three touchdowns and throw for a decent amount of yardage. So, yes, I think, yeah, low-end QB1. Mm,
like that.
Okay. You say you don't like it or you do like that?
No, I like it.
Okay.
I want him to Anything lead else the NFL in touchdowns and interceptions. I want that.
Yeah. And he's on pace to do it.
He is.
He's really close. Jacksonville's defense with Jameis Winston turning the ball over. We like him, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. We like him. All right. And that's really about it from this game. D.D. Westbrook in PPR, if it's really deep three wide receiver or something like that, he could get some PPR points just because the Buccaneers give up so much through the air. And they are really bad against the slot as well. They don't really don't stop anything. Titans, Colts. Josh, while I talked to Eric about the Titans, I saw that T.Y. Hilton had a setback. Is he going to play? Can you look that up for me? And Eric, Ryan Tannehill, he's putting up QB1 numbers.
So I can tell you for sure, looking at this injury report that I've got in front of me, he is definitely out. That's on
T.Y. is. All right, since you got the Colts, T.Y. Hilton is out.
Mm-hmm. So is Marlon.
Titans defense. Sorry, is Marlon Mack. What are we doing with Colts players? We starting Brissett?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, Tennessee's defense is good, but their rushing defense is better. So they're probably going to have to throw it.
It's Thanksgiving weekend. You eat a lot of food on Thanksgiving. Do you ever eat a brisket? No, you don't. So you stay away from Jacoby Brissett on Thanksgiving weekend.
I mean, if that's the logic you want to use, go ahead.
Well, Matt Jax was selling briskets yesterday. I almost bought one.
They might be selling them. That's cool.
I was watching him prep those on Facebook. It was great.
Yeah, I did too.
All right. And then what the heck's the Williams brothers' name that's over there running the ball for the Colts now? Jonathan Williams. There it is. We starting him? Leonard Fournette had a great game against the Titans. Josh, do you like Jonathan Williams this week?
Against Tennessee? No, I don't know.
Leonard Fournette just lit him up, dude.
I don't care.
I mean, Lenny's got the pedigree. He's pretty talented.
So, Jonathan Williams, though, do you like him better than these subpar running backs we've been talking about? These Miles Sanders, Benny Snell's.
He's had, one good game? It's iffy against the one of the better defenses out there. He's probably going to get a lot of work because the Colts are a run first team, so the volume might be there.
Tennessee wins now, baby. They got Tannehill. Shoot, they're winners.
Yeah, but the Colts still run the ball. That's all they do. They're like, we have no weapons left. Eric Ebron's on the IR. He's done for the year. T.Y. Hilton's getting really close to being done for the year if they start dropping a couple more games. Marlon Mack's probably going to be done for the year if they lose a couple more games. Yeah. Last time I checked, running backs need their hands.
Yeah.
Well, that's a common misconception, Brad.
Oh, what, they're going to just like tape the ball to his hand?
Yeah. See, there's all kinds of stuff that you don't even know. I can tell because you're wearing a sweet American Eagle sweater. Did you get that on Black Friday today? That looks good, bud.
No, dude, I've had this thing for years. I just found it when I cleaned out the closet.
It's not one of the five shirts I normally see you wear, so that's why
I know. It's weird. It used to be one of my five. It used to be my regular rotation. All right.
Consistency.
So Derrick Henry's a must start. Derrick Henry's a must start.
For sure.
Yeah, of course.
Do we like any of the wide receivers for the Titans? AJ Brown's been the guy, but we've also had some sprinkles of some other guys this year.
Definitely not Jeremy Sprinkle. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan Sprinkle is a Redskin.
Whatever. AJ Brown, dude. Give me some brown sugar.
Josh, you're done with Adam Humphries? You're done with him?
He doesn't. He's not
Adam Humphries for 2 years.
He's not on the field enough. Sorry.
Okay. All right. That's really about it for that game. With as many injuries for the Colts, if you want to start the Titans defense, go for it.
Yeah, might work out for you.
Now, this is the defense you can stream this week. The Jets, they're playing the Bengals.
You definitely can.
Poor Bengals, 0-11.
Yeah, but the Jets Red Rifles
somehow have an outside shot at the playoffs. The Jets have an outside shot at the playoffs.
Excuse me? How?
Well, they're 4-7.
They just, that last wild card spot for the AFC is a bad one.
Wow. The AFC is usually tough as nails trying to get in at the end of the year.
Buffalo got in with like a losing record one year.
They
were 8-8.
They were 9-7. They barely made it.
Okay.
They were 9-7.
Dallas is going to win the division at that. So, I mean,
that was a year they tried to tank the Bills. Remember?
I want to get serious with you guys. I want to get serious with you guys right now.
Okay.
Sam Darnold. He's playing the Bengals.
Start him.
They can't run the ball. We're starting Sam Darnold.
Yeah, like, you're starting Sam Darnold. You should have started him last week like I told you to, but that's fine.
We're starting Sam Darnold. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Starting him confidently.
Yeah.
Confidently. I know, that's what scares me. Confidently. Le'Veon Bell is a start. Jameson Crowder, who had a dud game last week, still, I think, the wide receiver to start there. You guys agree? Yeah. Josh?
Yes. Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to cue which one of you to talk. My bad. That's okay. Now, Eric, Ryan Griffin tied in for the Jets.
It's funny you mention him. I picked him up off of waivers in one of my leagues. And
the fact that he's still on waivers is pretty ridiculous.
It is. And I feel I have him plugged in because I have Gerald Everett in that league, and I don't think he's going to play. So, yeah. And I didn't have any other really good options. So he was the best one to stream this week. And I think you should play him if you're in a situation like me where you had a Gerald Everett and need a replacement.
He's a great streaming option. Now, Andy Dalton will be starting for the Bengals this week.
Yep. The Red Rifle's back.
Tyler Eifert, Josh. Baby.
Tyler Boyd.
I said Tyler Eifert.
I'll say Ryan Griffin's a start. I cannot honestly sit here and say, yeah, start Kreifert with any confidence. I can't do that. I just said Sam Darnold, and I said Ryan Griffin. I can't say three, okay?
Okay, calm down.
I mean, you can, but if you don't really believe in it, why would you?
Exactly. Is there any Bengal we're starting? Honestly, like, If your playoffs are on the line, are you starting any Bengals? Joe Mixon, right? That's it.
Joe Mixon, just because he seems to fare a little bit better when Andy Dalton's out there. So we'll see what happens.
Josh?
Yeah, Joe Mixon. I'm going to start Joe Mixon.
That's it, right? I mean, if your playoffs are on the line and you're relying on Leif Erickson or Tyler Boyd, or even if you get in, man, you're like an 8 seed playing the Warriors last year in the first round of the playoffs. Good luck.
Yeah. Mixon would be.
I like to play the Warriors now, though.
Mixon's an RB2, like low end RB2, like flex option for me. You're going to play him, but I'm not super confident, even with the Jets being banged up on defense, because they played pretty tough last week.
Next game.
Miami traded all their stuff away to try and tank, still win games. Cincinnati did not do that. And they still cannot win games. So that's saying something, boys.
Miami went out and got the good luck charm of Josh Rosen for a draft pick.
Mm.
Kissed by a rose. All right, here we go. Washington is heading up to Carolina or down to Carolina to play the Panthers. I know we're starting Christian McCaffrey. Heck, DJ Moore has told us that he is every bit of a great wide receiver. So we're starting him with confidence from now on to the end of the season.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah, you probably should.
Do you guys like Curtis Samuel? With as bad as Washington is he an okay dart throw? He's better than the Cincinnati boys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Better than the Steelers wide receivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a little concerned because they are going to bench Josh Norman. And he normally gives up a lot of touchdowns. So
he's trying to jump them rounds, man.
Hey, remember when Josh Norman was the number one quarterback in the league?
Year that he played for Carolina, yes.
That's because Luke Kuechly runs that defense like a well-oiled machine.
No, all I'm getting at is we just talked about Stephon Gilmore in the last episode of he's the number one corner in the league, and they come and number one corners come and go very fast
they
in
do,
the league.
For sure. Yeah, that
Nnamdi Asomugha. You remember him? He went down to Philadelphia.
He was only good in man coverage out in Oakland?
Yeah,
it's because they didn't throw the ball. Nobody threw the ball against Oakland. Hey, I mean, can you not like clean
nobody
your nose
threw
right
it towards
into
him
microphone?
Either, so I mean, that makes you look good. Whatever you got to do, I guess. He got paid. Good for you, bud.
He did get paid. You know what? Respect. Mm-hmm. But now on the Redskins side of the ball, Darius Guice threw a couple touchdown passes last week. What? He missed Terry McLaurin for a double.
Did you what? Say Darius Guice?
Sorry, Dwayne Haskins.
I'm like, what in the world are we talking about?
He's thinking about the player he wants to talk about instead of the one he has to talk about.
No, I'm trying to circle to Terry McLaurin here. That
got it.
Dwayne Haskins threw a couple touchdown passes. He should have had two more to Terry McLaurin, but he overthrew him because he likes to let the ball sail.
He is,
which
not
I don't
good.
Think is a good thing. Terry McLaurin this week, your playoffs are on the line. You get to choose between Terry McLaurin or James Washington. Who are you going with?
Oh, cheese and rice. and I got to – oh.
Here, you make it easier.
I like
Terry McLaurin or Robbie Anderson.
Better than Washington's.
Okay.
Robbie.
Terry McLaurin or Robbie Anderson.
That was harder for me. Robbie, just because of Sam Darnold. Yeah.
Okay. And that's honestly what it is we love Terry McLaurin early in the year. Dwayne Haskins has to get better, but McLaurin has the hype to be there, but I can't start him this week. And then Darius Guice, I want to start him, but I don't know if I can.
I would.
No, you can. You can physically put him in your lineup.
Yeah, you can do anything if you believe.
Okay. With a good conscience, I can't tell people that listen to us to play him.
No, and you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's
just
fair.
Because he's going to split with Adrian Peterson. They're going to get down because Christian McCaffrey may have 175 all-purpose yards in this game.
I hope
and three
so.
Three touchdowns.
I really hope so. I really need him to come through for me again this week.
Yeah, that would be irresponsible.
And Greg Olsen is a tight end that just gets targets, and we're like him, and we're starting him, right?
Yeah, it'd be real nice if he could find the end zone one of these weeks. That'd be nice.
Don't now, be the last greedy. Early game, the last early game we're going to talk about is San Francisco heading up to Baltimore to play.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch this game.
Here's my problem with this game: I hate West Coast teams. I hate when West Coast teams have the early games because they never seem to travel well in those early time frame games. So we have the 49ers playing early, 11 o'clock Mountain. Was that 1 o'clock Eastern? Lamar Jackson's a start, right?
Yeah,
Tevin Coleman, you're starting him because he could go off at any time. Mark Ingram, we're starting Mark Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting Mark Andrews.
Yes.
Josh?
Yeah, you got to start Mark Andrews.
Tight end.
Now, the biggest question mark is Deebo Samuel has been limited all week. George Kittle's been limited all week. And Emmanuel Sanders has been limited all week long. Kittle and Deebo are probably for sure going to play. Emmanuel Sanders will probably suit up as well. Kittle is a must-start tight end every week he's on the field. But then what are we doing about Deebo and Emmanuel?
Well, Emmanuel Sanders is off the injury report, which means if he is healthy, I'm fading Deebo for sure. I understand that he's been coming on as a week's late, but Emmanuel Sanders is going to be in the slot and he will get open. Deebo outside, I'm not expecting a whole lot there. Emmanuel Sanders knows how to get open.
And Debo's going to have a lot of Marcus Peters on him.
Yeah.
Who's going to be jumping the routes.
And Earl Thomas covering him over the top. Yeah. It's not good.
And are we starting Jimmy G this week? Do you want to start him?
I'd rather play Sam Darnold because I think they're going to be – Actually, no. I take that back. They might be down because the Ravens might not care how good their defense is, and they might.
Yeah, but I worry. Jimmy G's been really bad with the ball lately. He's had fumbles that they've actually planned that his own teammates have landed on, which has saved him. But I just worry about turnovers. I like Sam Darnold better. I like Nick Foles better. I like a lot of these Ryan Tannehill better this week. I like a lot of these streaming guys better.
What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not really excited to start Jimmy Garoppolo. This could be a game where they get down. He has to throw the ball a lot more, and then he's going to end up making mistakes. I'm not excited to start Jimmy Garoppolo this week. You got to remember that 8 of his 20 touchdowns this year have come against the Cardinals. So
yes, just, and a lot of his touchdowns are on play action passes.
Let's just slow down, boys. Let's just slow down on Jimmy G.
Okay, I like it.
Are we starting Raheem Mostert?
No. It depends on Matt Breida, because Matt Breida is questionable right now. So you've got Tevin Coleman, right? And then usually there's a committee there. So if Breida's out, Mostert is probably a go. So yeah, if you need a flex or an RB2, it's not a terrible option. They do run the hell out of the ball. So,
but we will all admit this is Lamar Jackson's toughest matchup he's had all season, right?
Yes.
Well, we thought the Patriots one was pretty tough, but he proved us wrong on that. Yeah. So I
think the difference is that the front four for the 49ers is the best front four he's went up against.
Yeah, there's no real the pass rush in New England is manufactured by the back end covering everybody so well. This pass rush, I mean, I can't wait to see
Bosa and him
go at it all afternoon. Yeah, they don't have to.
Yeah.
But Bosa and him,
spy. Mm-hmm. So they may be able to spy on him. And I'm not saying a spy will work because he's so dang fast that he can just juke a spy out of his cleats. But
the 96 in Madden.
Now here we go.
Facts.
The first late game to start is the Rams at the Cardinals. Oh, sorry. Ooh. Go ahead, Eric. Well,
so just real quick, San Francisco and Baltimore. Why is this not flexed to a late game?
Because they flexed San Francisco last week and you can't flex a team 2 weeks in a row.
Why? Whose stupid arbitrary rule is that? That's dumb.
Because it's
TV rights.
It's so they don't flex the Patriots every week.
Yeah. Whatever, man. That's crap. Put the best game on. Flex it. This should be the late game.
It's just like if you make the playoffs, you can turn down Hard Knocks. Or if you were on Hard Knocks last year, you don't have to be on Hard Knocks again the next year.
I don't care about Hard Knocks. I care about watching a good game.
I'm just saying these are the rules that they give these teams to share the wealth.
It's ridiculous. Whatever.
All right, Cardinals and Rams. The Rams have won four straight against the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's tough.
And Kyle Fuller is questionable. Or not Kyle. Why do I keep calling Kyle Fuller? Kyler Murray.
You called him Kyle Fuller, not me. Don't look at me like
no,
that.
No, I said, why do I do this? I did this before, like beginning of the season. Kyler Murray is questionable. I think he still plays.
He'll play.
We're not starting him, right? Against the Rams defense. Aaron Donald, a little upset last week of how Lamar Jackson made him look.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
I'd rather start Sam Darnold because that offensive line is bad and that front line is pretty decent when they want to be.
The good thing is that I don't know who Jalen Ramsey is going to man up on. This is, the first game since he's been at L.A. where he does not have a pure number one wide receiver to cover, to pick up on. Last week he did a little bit of Mark Andrews and stuff like that. This week, the Cardinals really don't have a guy. I mean, he could go on Fitzgerald, but is that really anything? Maybe Christian Kirk.
Yeah, I think you'll see him on Christian Kirk. I don't think you'll see him in the slot with Larry Fitz.
Now, Kenyon Drake. We start in Kenyon Drake.
Well, Chase Edmonds is back.
Okay.
So that definitely means you're not going to start David Johnson because he won't even see the field.
He wasn't seeing the field with just Kenyon Drake there.
Right.
Yeah, so this is bad. This is a bad situation.
Their coach was talking about this after last week's slate of games, how they have three guys and they're gonna watch them in practice and see how it pans out and see what kind of distribution they want to get them. But he thinks all three of them deserve to get the ball. So right there tells me don't play any of them.
Yeah, I don't want to play any of them, man. I'm playing none of them.
Okay, now the Rams side of the ball. Offense that we all loved in the offseason. Gave us flashes earlier when Jared Goff was throwing the ball 65 times a game. Well, that's came back down to earth. So now we have, I think all the wide receivers should be there this week. But Gerald Everett may not be there because he has been limited with the knee injury. And I don't think he's going to play. But really, if all...
the injury report definitively says out for him.
Okay.
So
Tyler Higbee, fire him up.
No.
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 Nope.
No, God, please, no. No, I didn't just drop. I just said it.
he's a tight end with a heartbeat.
He is a tight. The Cardinals are terrible against tight ends. Yes, you are correct.
I'd rather start the Jets tight end over.
Oh, yeah, we all would. Ryan Griffin, come on.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler Eifert even had a bad game against Cardinals there, Josh. And you were hyping up Tyler Eifert earlier. So.
Hey, Kryler Higbee. Watch what I say. Touchdown, Kryler Higbee.
Wow.
Tyler Higbee, Tyler Eifert. What do they have in common? First name Tyler, can't score against the Cardinals. There we go. Set
both
it here.
Cry. Done. Both cry a lot.
So, okay.
Both cry.
But rank my Rams wide receivers. Josh, rank them.
Woods, Cup, Cooks.
Eric?
I want to agree with Josh, but I think against this team, I think Cup's number one, then Woods, then Cooks. Just because I don't think, again, like last week, I don't think Cooks knows which direction he's actually running. So.
Yep. And we'll see who, God dang it, has spaced the number one corner for the Cardinals.
Patrick Peterson, maybe?
There we go.
I don't know.
Ooh, yeah, we'll see who he matches up against. We'll see who he matches up against. That could really affect the wide receivers. If he's on Cooks primarily, it's going to take Cooks completely out of the game. But if he goes to Robert Woods, you can see the other two guys having a good game. I don't know. He's usually a guy that shadows, but
we'll see what happens. I don't know.
All right. Chiefs, Raiders. The Raiders were this close to having a stronghold on the AFC West. And then they fundled that away, and now they're out of the playoff picture. Chiefs are probably going to blow them out. It's at Arrowhead. And guess what? Derek Carr sucks in cold weather. Never played a good game in cold weather his whole life. Okay? So we're not starting David. His whole life. This week I'm calling him David Carr. All right? That's how much I want to start.
I feel like that's a stretch. That's his whole life.
His whole life. Never had a good game.
He's in his mid-20s. I mean, he's had to have played at least one good game in the cold.
Nope. Even when they played pickup football games on Thanksgiving, when they were up in Minnesota on family vacation, he got picked off by a 7-year-old niece. Okay?
Pop Warner? Nothing? Okay. All right, go ahead.
No, this is like 2 years ago. I'm just making this stuff
up.
Yes, sir. Okay. Sorry. Now, we're not starting David Carr this week. We're not starting Derek Carr. You can take all your cars. You can put them in the garage. You ain't starting any of them this week.
Okay? Nice.
Hmm. All right.
Josh Jacobs, yeah, we're going to start him because the problem is, though, does he get game stripped out before he gets enough points?
No, they'll use him in the passing game.
Don't like that prediction.
Now, Jalen Richard, they'll use in the passing game.
Yeah, no, they'll use him.
I don't know where you're getting this information.
They're going to try to slow the game down, man. Don't worry.
No, they will. You're 100% right. They're going to try to slow the game down. So he probably will still run the ball hopefully 20 times, which should get him those numbers to give him possible RB1 numbers. But other than him, Darren Waller is still a tight end I like, even though just because his target share is so high, I still like him as a startable tight end over some of these other guys, other than Tyler Higbees and the Jimmy Grahams and the Tyler Eiferts.
Yeah, he's got way more upside than those guys, for sure.
Okay, that's all fair. Okay.
Hunter Renfro's out, right? Eric, you got the injury report right there?
Yeah, Hunter Renfro is out, sadly.
And Tyrell Williams, I don't like starting him this week. Chiefs side of the ball, Damian Williams, out. Patrick Mahomes is in, you're starting him. I don't even have to talk about that. Tyreek Hill, you're starting him. He ain't talking about that. He's going to play. Travis Kelce, he's going to play. We're starting him. Are we starting any other running backs? LeSean McCoy's?
No.
Josh? Darrell Williams?
No.
Darrell Williams, that's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Because LeSean McCoy's been dinged up all year. He's probably still not 100%. So, and he's old. So, no, stay away from these guys.
Darrell Williams or I don't want to say Benny Snell again. I've said that too many times. Miles Sanders.
Miles.
Yeah. Miles.
Miles from Tomorrowland.
Darrell Williams or Kenyon Drake?
Kenyon Drake, dude.
Wow. I like Williams over Drake because if they hang up 35 real quick, they're gonna have to run the ball.
Okay, Darrell Williams. I don't think he's a bad.
He's not a terrible.
Not
play.
A terrible play. All right, Sunday night game. We got the Patriots. We got the Texans. Texans are 0-5 against New England since Bill O'Brien's been there.
Bill O'Brien's not a good coach. Him and the clappers gets fired.
How far down is Nuke Hopkins falling for you guys? How crazy of guys are we starting over him?
Wide receiver 3 this week.
A wide receiver. So you're saying he's in the almost 30s.
Yeah. It's sad, dude.
I can't name 30 wide receivers I'm starting over him. I don't care about the matchup.
No. I'm not. I'm talking about where he's going to finish. I'm not talking about where I want to start him. I lie, but I'm just telling you, I think Stephon Gilmore, they're going to take him out of the game. That's just what I think. I'm allowed to my opinion. You do whatever you want with yours, but that's mine.
My screen didn't freeze. I'm just standing here like this. Shock.
I knew your screen didn't freeze because I could still see Eric blinking. So
I think, I think Nuke is still a wide receiver too. This week.
Stephon Gilmore is wide receiver too.
Stephon Gilmore is good, but he's also on the injury report for illness. So if he's got a little tummy rumble, you never know what's going to happen. He might have to run to the bathroom. You never know.
That's what.
All right, Josh, are you starting? Are you starting Deshaun Watson? Would you start Sam Darnold over Deshaun Watson?
I would this week. Yeah.
Wow.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, I would. I started Dak against Buffalo. I mean, yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick or Dak Press or not Dak? You got me on Dak. Ryan Fitzpatrick or Deshaun Watson?
Who's Miami's playing Tampa?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Miami's not playing Tampa.
Miami's playing Philly.
I'll go Deshaun Watson then.
Eric?
I think you still need to start him just on the off chance that he just has the game of his life because he's got so much upside. He's a top five QB. You have to play him.
Only one quarterback's had a good game, right? And that was Lamar Jackson, and most of that was on the ground, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, he can run. He can do things with his legs. Not as well as with Lamar Jackson, but he can make things happen. I like
Ryan Fitzpatrick over Deshaun Watson this week.
Wow. Okay.
If you're going to say Nuke's going to be a 30 wide receiver, you're taking away his best weapon.
I didn't say any nonsense like that.
No. If Josh is, come on.
Wow.
Nuke hasn't been that low. Nuke wasn't even that bad when Brossweiler was there.
The heist?
Yeah, he was. He was horrible.
He wasn't 30 wide receiver overall. He felt like it because you took him in the first round, but just like David Johnson felt like a terrible running back, but he was still an RB1 at the end of the year last year.
Okay.
All right, let's get into anything else from this game. Okay, we got to talk about, I guess, and you should probably start talking about the Patriots side of the ball, right?
Yeah. There's not much
in the running backs. Okay, any Houston running back we're starting?
No.
Josh?
Negative.
Okay, cool. Sonny Michel, the low end RB2.
In standard.
Are they're playing in Houston, right?
Correct.
Yeah, no, I don't like Sonny Michel.
Okay. You like Tom Brady though?
No, he hasn't looked very good the last couple of weeks.
Do you like Sean Watson?
I like Tom this week.
Okay.
The Houston Texans pass defense is horrible. I think Tom's actually going to light him up.
Okay, Julian Edelman's a must start every week just because of sheer volume alone. Philip Dorsett, the Patriots have 17 players on the injury report this week. 17.
They sure do. Philip Dorsett is questionable with a concussion.
Yeah.
So,
I don't really want to start. There's every team's playing. I'd rather take a flyer on a Tyler Boyd or something like that.
Wow.
Than one of the other guys. Just because. Go ahead, Josh.
The big thing is if Mohamed Sanu, who's questionable, but it looks like he's going to play, if he plays, Man, he is a must start because Tom Brady loved him the couple weeks that he had him. So I really like Mohamed Sanu. He changes the offense.
Okay.
Yeah, he should open things up for Julian Edelman. And hopefully James White gets a little bit more work this week for those of you that like to put him in the flex like I do in PPR leagues.
Okay, the biggest news of the week out of New England, though, was that Nick Folk has appendicitis and got cut.
Yeah, that's fine.
And who'd they pick up, Josh?
What was it? Kai Forbath.
Kai Forbath. Yeah, that's it. We all saw that coming. He kicked for the Vikings 2 years ago. All right. Only reason I bring that up is a lot of people usually have New England kickers because New England's one of those teams that get in the red zone, either score or kick field goal, and just put up points.
They do.
So just remember, Nick Folk isn't a kicker for him anymore. I had to make a couple moves in a couple leagues because I definitely had him starting.
Should have took Will Lutz.
Oh, no. It was I played stupid stuff last week. I'll talk about it. So I spent $31 on Harrison Butker.
Bringing up Will 17 points this week. It was great.
Yeah, I know. I saw you playing me in that league, Jack. All right, Monday Night Football. We got the Vikings. We got the Seahawks. Russell Wilson has never lost to the Vikings. And we all know about Kirk Cousins. He doesn't like playing winning teams. So
he's beaten one or two this year.
This year he has. This year's an outlier year, okay?
This year's going to be different.
So I like Russell Wilson still. I get it's the Vikings, but hopefully this game is a shootout, which makes Russell Wilson a better player. Josh, I don't think you were on when we talked about Russell Wilson being a dud. He's a dud in games where the defense is winning and he doesn't have to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah.
If the Vikings can put up some points. The offensive coordinator for the Seahawks came out and said that they want to have the same running back usage they've had all season, hinting at Chris Carson still the guy. Are you starting Chris Carson with any confidence, Eric?
Yes. Okay. I'm driving with that confidence? Bandwagon, bud. I'm driving that bandwagon. They're in Seattle, right? They're in Seattle.
You better put on gloves to cover up those butterfingers. Oh, my gosh. The dude's horrible.
Yeah, yes, they are in Seattle.
They're in Seattle. So we know that the Vikings defense is not good on the road. The 12th man will be in full effect. Chris Carson will be fine. He'll get over his fumbling issues, and he's going to run the ball.
I'm just glad they're playing at home because that way whenever they cut him, he won't have to drive that far back to his home from the facility.
They're not going
to
cut him. So me and Brad were talking about this. Every team wants this running back by committee crap unless you have somebody named McCaffrey, Zeke, Kamara, or Dalvin Cook. So unless you have one of those guys, yeah, they don't mind having a committee. So I don't think they're going to get rid of Chris Carson just because of the promise of Rashard Penny. See, Josh, you believe in promise like Darius Geis and Kerryon Johnson, and it doesn't seem to work out too good.
Okay, well, works out just fine most of the time. So
now, Josh, since you're a nice golden locks, have a lot riding on this. Tyler Lockett didn't look that fast last week. I think I personally think his leg is still a little in pain and he doesn't have the same burst that he had before.
That's what we're hoping.
You and the mouse in your pocket probably. But are we still starting Tyler Lockett though, right, Josh?
Yeah. Yes, you're still going to start Tyler Lockett.
Yep, absolutely.
DK, are we starting DK Metcalf? I mean, he's one of the top wide receivers at red zone targets, so.
The volume's there. I think so, yes.
I don't want to start DK or Josh Gordon.
Josh, do you want to start Kyle Rudolph? Or do you want to go to Hollister and check out some of those pictures of the beaches and get you some nice jeans that look like they were worn by a homeless man for 3 weeks?
Hollister, baby. I want Hollister. I want that cheap cologne. Mm.
It smells so bad in those places.
Oof. Oh, I love it so much.
It's so dark, you can't even see what you're buying.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
it's like the crappiest 40%
of their sales. It's called business strategy, Brad.
That's true. All right. Now, moving over to the Vikings side ball, Dalvin Cook's a must-start every week, not even questioning anything about that at all. Now, after that, though, that's where Minnesota just confuses everybody, right? Is Adam Thielen going to play, Eric?
I am trying to find that right now.
Why you look that up? Josh, other than like the last couple weeks, Seattle's defense may not have been that great. They've given up quite a bit to quarterbacks. We starting good old Kirk Cousins?
Oh, yeah. I love Kirk this week. Kirk McGurk.
You like him over Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah, he's going to get you in the playoffs this week.
Okay. Now, if you like him, do you like Stephon Diggs?
No, I don't. But Thielen, because Thielen's trending in the right direction, look like he's going to play Monday night.
Yeah, Thielen is. He was a limited participant Thursday and Friday, so he could keep an eye on it if you have him in your lineup.
Are you starting him, though? Last time he was limited, he came out there, he tweaked a hamstring, and he was out. Eric's shaking his head. No, Josh, I can't see what you're shaking because you got your camera off. Are you starting Adam Thielen if he plays?
If he plays, yeah, I'm going to start.
I don't love it.
I would be very nervous.
Yep.
I would be very nervous, especially being a Monday night game. Something could happen Sunday night. He could get off, you know, off the plane and take a bad step or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kyle Rudolph. Go ahead.
Sorry. Dalvin Cook is also on the injury report with a chest injury. He was limited on Thursday, but he was a full participant on Friday. So
I don't care.
He's injury prone. I mean,
Christian McCaffrey's on the injury report every week for a back for 2 days. So what's it matter?
Because his back hurts from carrying his team. We get it. Haha. It's hilarious. You're great, Christian.
No, he really is on the injury report for a back. That's what they put it. Because you can't do
it's load management.
But they can't put that. They tried. The NFL got mad.
That's dumb.
Josh, you said you'll take Hollister over Kyle Rudolph, but are you still willing to start Kyle Rudolph as a streaming tight end?
Absolutely not, especially if Thielen plays. No.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Okie dokie. Yeah, and I guess if you are a Dalvin Cook owner, I got to say it, Alexander Mattison, he should already been on your team because this is a Monday night game. If something were to happen, he doesn't suit up for some weird reason. It's a very important game. I don't see why he wouldn't. But if it was to happen on Monday night, you're kind of up that creek.
Yeah.
That nobody wants to be up without a paddle. And then you might as well just put a blindfold on and bird box that Sandra Bullock style down.
That scene is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
That's how I lived my life this week. Okay.
I just thought about that.
No, you have one that works. It's fine.
Dude, it was rough. It was rough. I'm glad it's over.
I believe it. It looked rough.
It didn't feel great, Bob. Did not feel great.
All right, any parting words?
Did we talk about Los Angeles and Denver?
No, I definitely skipped that.
Yeah, I was tracking it. I was like, okay, maybe I'll come back to it. But
I definitely did because
it's okay. This is real quick. For Denver side, Philip Lindsay, no one else. Because Cortland Sutton hasn't been the same ever since the Allen brothers, and it looks like Drew Locke's going to play some too.
So there we go. Drew Locke's going to possibly start.
So you definitely can't start any Broncos players, not even Noah Fant. So then on the Chargers side of the ball, Melvin Gordon, yes. Austin Ekeler, PPR, yes. Keenan Allen, low-grade wide receiver too because he's going to get freaking shadowed. And Mike Williams for the big play upside. And that's pretty much it. You're not going to touch Philippe. Well, I guess you're going to go – sorry, I forgot about the tight end for the Chargers, yeah.
Well, Hunter?
Yeah, you'll start Hunter.
So you said you don't want to start Cortland Sutton? Or you do?
No, I don't want to.
Okay. One thing I do want to say about the Chargers is Derwin James could be back. He was back at practice, and it's a possibility that he could play this week.
Yeah, so that's also more bad news. So,
You don't. They're getting healthy.
Yeah, just the right time. So they could be 8-8 going in, or 8-7 going into the final week, and need 8 different things to go right.
But you're saying there's a chance.
Consistently consistent, baby.
They are consistently consistent, and I love hearing the scenario that they need to happen every year on week 17 because everybody else is like, "Oh, we're resting," or you know, "Hey, we're out of it. Whatever, we don't care. Maybe we'll play spoiler." But the Chargers year in and year out, They got a beautiful mind up it on the ESPN screen, and it's great. I love it.
They had to beat the Chiefs 1 year, and the Chiefs rested their whole team, and they got beat by the backup quarterback. If they'd have won, they were in the playoffs. Yeah.
There was one year.
It took an Eric Weddle fake fourth down punt.
That's right.
Wasn't that backup quarterback Patrick Mahomes, though?
No. It was the one before they drafted Mahomes. Drew Henson.
The guy backing
Stanton?
Up.
Drew Stanton?
No.
I don't know.
He's the old Missouri quarterback.
Guy backing up Smith? I can't remember his name either.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, they need like a lunar eclipse and stuff to happen for them to get in, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
Or a bolo tie, because that works.
I love it. Hey, don't you dare make fun of Philip Rivers' bolo ties. They're great.
Hey, that got us in the playoffs, and that got us on a streak, so.
All right.
Guys, I will see you all on Sunday. Best of luck. May all your fantasy dreams come true. May all your wild scenarios play out, and to at least make you enjoy Monday Night Football with Booger McFarland. Who Booger also, no matter what he wants to say about Lamar Jackson, he did tweet out before when Lamar was a senior at Louisville, or his last year at Louisville, and said, if Louisville really cared about this guy, they'd play him at wide receiver. Boom. It happened. He tweeted it.
Yeah. I actually went to talk to you guys about that. So he was the only one that played in like a pro style offense in college, and he got reps under center, and everybody's like, well, you know, he's not really that accurate. He threw a good deep ball in college. I didn't understand it. The Patriots are probably
college was the very first time he ever ran any type of offense though. Before that in high school and everything, they even said it was just like the coach would say, hey, Lamar, here's the ball. Go win the game.
But I mean, you sit there and you take a guy like him, and it's just like every other quarterback. You know, it's all hopes and dreams. It's like the Jamarcus Russell thing. You take a guy who's got a lot of talent, but is he going to do the work? It just turns out that, you know, Lamar Jackson did the work, because last year he even said himself the NFL ball was too large for his hand and it felt weird coming out. And that's why he kept throwing ducks. I mean, his completion percentage in college was like 52% or something. He was a horrible college quarterback.
He wasn't great. He was okay. It was horrible.
Well, what Louisville did was he ran the ball or he launched it downfield. There was nothing close.
Right. But he threw a deep
ball. It was a deep ball. It was a deep ball, which.
I was going to say, yeah, the dude put in a ridiculous amount of work to get to where he's at right now. And good for him. I'm happy for him. I'm glad it's working out.
He did. But I'm just saying, all these air raid offenses are out there. He played in a pro style offense. He took snaps under center. So at least like the basics were there, like the footwork and things like that, that other quarterbacks coming into the league don't have. And I don't know why those aren't valued.
Yep. True. Did you bring up Louisville football, the Governor's Cup? Cause it is rivalry week this week in college football. We got the Governor's Cup. We got the Iron Bowl. We got a bunch of games. So Josh, best of luck to you tomorrow. I know this is your Super Bowl.
It really
is. This is your national championship.
That's all I got.
If your team loses, are you not allowed back in the state for the rest of the year? Like, how does that work?
You're allowed back. It's just not fun to go back.
Is it ever fun to go back anyway?
It was worse 2 years ago when we beat them and they still won a national title. That was what I was like, come on.
But is it going to happen this week? Because they're not even in the championship game, right? It's LSU and Georgia.
If they lose to Auburn, they're not going to get in the playoff at all. So
but if they win against Auburn, are they in the playoff?
I hope.
Yeah,
not.
Because Georgia and LSU play each other in the SEC championship, so they'll get in. Yeah.
They'll knock one of those players.
That's dumb. They're not in the championship game. They shouldn't have a shot. Whatever.
The only hope would be Utah or Oklahoma at that point.
They're not letting Utah in over Alabama.
Why not?
Come on.
No. Because it's Nick Saban, ESPN.
Think about the headlines. That'd be great.
Somebody said, I saw the best meme ever. It said, I wish somebody would look at me like the selection committee looks at the SEC.
That's awesome. That's great.
All right, Josh, send us home.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Podcast. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday, great Black Friday. We won't hope to see you guys in a couple of days. We'll not see you. We'll listen to you. And you listen to us. And we'll hear from you guys soon. Brad's going to be at Tech Jones. Eric is at Gunsaveld 19. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. And the pod is at Empty Wagon FF on Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter. So get on there. Hit us up. Ask us questions. Let us know what you want to know. And next time we see you, I'll be in the trailer park. Later.
Bye.
Good luck this week. If you're like me, get that miracle.